So it looks like we may start to see some recovery here from the coronavirus. Some are estimating, now that cases seem to be decreasing in China, that this virus could be gone by April. The problem is they're not calculating other countries who have not seen the full effect of the contagion. And that could escalate and throw everything off. China's lack of transparency is an issue, but it shouldn't be. They've never been transparent. Why anybody would think they were transparent now is beyond me. I really don't understand that. I want to talk about some technicals real quick. Fourth quarter, 1.8% in productivity for 2019. That's what it finishes up at. The last 2 years, we have watched the labor productivity recover. And that has been very good news. It's been on average 1.6 for the last 10 years, but it has moved up in the last 2 years to this 1.8%. That is certainly cause for some optimism. But of course, we've got to continue to watch to see if we can maintain this trend. One of the things that I wanted to point out with this is industrials. They are in very much a transition stage right now. They are dramatically increasing their technology, and their companies are beginning to be more and more driven by this technology. This is going to be very good, obviously, for technology stocks. It is likely to continue through much of this year as they continue to transition their productivity products and the main thrust of their industry into a more technological position. Friday's now non-farm payrolls and labor participation were very, very good news. Now, apparently, there is some concern that the expansion in the economy, or some are saying a surge, have decreased. The labor force is sitting at a 1.4%. That is labor force compared to population. In 2017, it was 1.4. In 2018, it was 1.57. So we're seeing a little bit of a drop in 2019 back to 1.5. Look, one thing that we have got to take into consideration that nobody is the notion that there is far more automation than there's ever been in the history of job production. And we are seeing a tightening labor force that, frankly, is the thing that has me concerned the most. The tailwinds are still very, very good because of the underlying fundamentals. The economy is strong, but CapEx is a little bit of a concern, but we are noticing that capital expenditures, the money that companies are spending on themselves in expanding, growing, hiring, and such, are actually doing pretty good and coming back from even just the third quarter of last year. The point I wanted to make is that there is so much conflicting data out there right now, and I would ask all of you to continue to maintain your patience and understand, of course, that we are in a long-term hold, so be patient. But the conflicting information and data that I am receiving, I am now in a place where I have to vet them out as much as I possibly can, and that is getting more and more difficult to do. Earnings reports have been very good. The expansion in the labor force compared to population is growing and is actually pretty impressive, is getting close to where it was in the 1990s. It's already gotten better than it was in the year 2000 and is continuing to grow. So that's very, very good news. And that's what we're going to try to focus on, that and CapEx. So we'll be watching that closely. I'll talk about it at the conference call next week.